do. Lower to the grave, tell you like it is to your face. She don't play. Every chick down for it all, know that she a boss. No competition, no loss. From the Midwest to the A, all them got you tuning in, no delay. Ooh, get you right every time. Keep you laughing on a dime. Tell you truth, no lies, so you can live your best life. Cover all topics, no limits. Got something for your mama and your children, no holding back. No gimmicks, coming on strong, get straight to business. Oh yeah.
What she wanna do?
Live life, live life.
She
live
what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life.
She live what she wanna do.
Live life, live life, live life. Live life, live life.
Hey, it's your girl Autumn, and I welcome you back to the Lit Life Podcast, where I encourage you to live your life autonomously. Look at me in here 2 weeks in a row. Y'all see me. You see me. You know what I'm saying? I said, let me go ahead and pull up a part of my, what do I want to call this time in my life? I don't know. But, you know, I've probably said it a million times already. A part of me trying to get back to myself is making sure that I am doing all of the things that I love to do, right? So y'all know I love podcasting. So I'm like, I'm going to just make myself do this. I'm going to find some time. I'm going to do it. So that's what I'm doing right now. So just like last week, I'm like recording. I have a meeting in like 40 minutes. So we're going to see if we can go ahead and get through this in those 40 minutes. But I'm glad that you're here. For those of you watching on YouTube, hello. If you're watching from my website, hello. Or if you're just listening, that is just A-okay as well. Because y'all know I'm a little traditional. Like, it took me a little bit to get into doing the video and stuff. And for those of you that are new, it took me a little while to get into doing the video because I feel like podcasting is more like radio. You know what I'm saying? It's a voice thing. It's just for you to listen. It's not really for visuals. I feel like it turns into kind of something else. Well, at that point, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, somebody was like, hey, you'll reach more people, you know, so however you get it out there, you get it out there. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's what I'm doing. So anyways, for those of you watching, for those of you listening, for those of you who are new here, welcome. Thank you for coming and taking a cool little listen to my little podcast. And for those of you who are returning, thank you for coming back. I'm glad that you were waiting on your next episode. I bet you didn't expect for it to be this week either, did you? So, it's summertime, y'all. It's summertime. Yesterday was the first day, full day of summer, I guess. And Georgia is finally getting summer weather. And I say finally, like I was like, this was something that I was like excited to get, and not necessarily because we've been having like the most awesome weather. Like, I mean, we actually had a spring. I told somebody, like, this is the first time I've been here for almost 8 years now, and this is the first time that I've ever felt like we had an actual lasting spring. So now summer is here. It's hot. We're getting all of the thunderstorms. Like, there's all, you know, the frogs are back. The frogs have come back. And it's so crazy how when I have people at my house, they never hear the frogs. Like, the frogs they don't come out when I have company. But if it's just me here in the middle of the night, like, it's the loud ass frogs, or not even in the middle of the night, just like after it rains or whatever, the frogs be out there doing whatever. And I'd be real sick and tired of it. Also, y'all want to know what else? What the hell is going on with these birds chirping at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm not quite understanding. I mean, like, not just a little chirpity chirp, but like they're singing whole bird songs in the middle of the night. Like, are they calling? Are they? I think I might have looked it up and it said that they might be telling their folks that predators or the fucking whatever the hell, some other birds might be trying to come get their ass. Like, I don't know, but I need them to shut the fuck up because I cannot even deal with the amount of bird craziness that's going on in the middle of the night. Like, my friend Emily was here over the weekend and she slept right through the shit. Me, myself, I'm looking, sitting in the bed, looking around like, wow, like what is happening here? But anyways, real quick, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to my people that are watching or listening to this that are from TAG. I appreciate y'all. I have my first Friday freestyle coming up on July 7th at 9 p.m. If you're on the TAG app, I'm there. Autumn to Aries. Y'all know I'm Autumn to Aries everywhere. I have a little sweet ass little freestyle battle where, well, it's not a battle. Let me stop saying that. It's a showcase. And I have a few people that I recruit, and I'm actually recruiting now for the next one. And basically the way that it works is, I let them start for the most part. I let them start their freestyle and then I do this. I put up a word like this. Let me see if y'all can see it. Yeah. And they have to put the word in their freestyle because, you know, I be wanting to make sure that niggas ain't freestyling from like 2000. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some shit that they wrote. So, and a lot of times I feel like sometimes it still is something that they wrote, you know what I'm saying? And they just put it in there. So, but whatever, be, you know, however it works for them. I ordered these cards from Amazon, y'all. They are like third grade and fourth grade word cards. So it's been interesting, like, to see people do it. I don't know, like, it's just something about the art of freestyle. Like, I wish I could do it. I guess I could. People say, oh, if you just practice, if you just whatever have you, you could do it. And maybe I can, but I ain't really got that type of time. Y'all know me. So I just enjoy watching other people do it. Like, I literally will go to people's lives and just be like, you ready? And just put the cards up and they just do it. I don't know. It's sweet. So anyways, the last one is on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, the last one is on YouTube from June. So take a look. And if you like it, you know, let me know, hit the like or whatever, subscribe, whatever the hell you want to do. Sweet at me, whatever. Let's get to it. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. So it's everybody's favorite part of the show. It's the Shut the Fuck Up Award. You know how we do. This is your chance, or my chance, or anybody's chance that's on here, to tell somebody, something, a company, an entity, a movement, some hoes, whatever, to shut the fuck up. That's how we do over here. I feel like I done told this broad shut the fuck up before. Like, I'm pretty sure I have. Like, you know, some people are repeat offenders. But lately, just this past Monday was Juneteenth. So happy Juneteenth. I hope that you all had a great Juneteenth. I hope that it was positive for you all. I hope that you guys were able to get out and enjoy some of the festivals. Like, there was so much going on in the city, and I'm gonna talk about that here in just a moment. But what I would like to do is tell Candace Owens. Y'all know who Candace Owens is. I automatically think about her hair when I talk about her, but whatever. Y'all know who she is. This bitch sent out a tweet that said, Juneteenth is still ghetto and made up. Hope everyone enjoys it. What's wrong with her, y'all? Can somebody just explain to me what the fuck is wrong with her? Is it crack? Was a child left behind? What is it? I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know why she's so anti-black. Then again, I don't know why there's a lot of black people that are anti-black. I don't know, man. I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. For her and for everybody that was protesting Juneteenth and everybody that, you know, wanted to be like, no, you know, your freedom came on 4th of July. I mean, if you want to be 100 about it, we still ain't free. You understand what I'm saying? But We're gonna take this holiday. I hope that Black folks take this holiday and they do whatever the fuck they want to do on Juneteenth. Get your barbecue out, have a party, do the shit that you do on the 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? And then take the 4th of July and just chill. But for all the haters, for all the Juneteenth haters, like, y'all really can just shut the fuck up. I'm sick and tired of it. We can't have shit. You understand what I'm saying? We cannot have anything. And it just doesn't make any good sense to me. I'm not sure if it's anybody else. You know what? Also, I know that you guys probably have been following the whole thing about the submarine. Like, I know everybody is talking about it. Like, there's this lost submarine that has like 5 billionaires or some shit in it. And like, I haven't even looked up the official story because I've been able to follow the shit on Twitter. But basically, they paid $250,000 to get in this submarine that seems to have been put together with duct tape. And it is it was being controlled by a damn Nintendo Switch controller or some shit. Maybe it was Atari. Maybe it was an Atari controller. I don't know. But these people are lost. You know, I don't, and there's people that feel like Twitter is being insensitive about it. I mean, Twitter is gonna Twitter, like, especially Black Twitter. Like, y'all already know how this goes. There is going to be a joke. I mean, all of the people that passed away during COVID, like, it was no joke on them. It was just COVID related jokes. You understand what I'm saying? It was pandemic related jokes. The fires and shit, you know, the wildfires that happened up in Canada and had New York covered with PJ Gone, that had, say hi at least if you're gonna be up here, that had New York covered in smog or smoke, and you know the air quality was fucked up. Niggas made a joke about that. Like, it wasn't like I need people to understand that this is our, you know, we laugh to keep ourselves from crying sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really, really what it is. So even in the instance of the what's going on, y'all, this damn cat, y'all see this? Get down. The instance of these people being lost is where there are no jokes on. It's not like directly to them. Like, I think you just have to understand the humor. Like, I get it. I understand people may feel like it's insensitive, but y'all just gotta shut the fuck up. And just, if you feel bad about it, you know what I'm saying, feel bad. I feel bad about it too. Like, I never want to see anyone just come up missing in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be wanting that for nobody. But y'all just got to shut the fuck up and let us go ahead and do whatever the fuck we gonna do, okay? Okay, so I be having to talk fast. Let me just take a deep breath. All right, because I got a few minutes left here and I just want to get into this. Over the weekend, my friend Emily, one of my BFFs, was here from L.A., and we had such a good time together. Our plan was to go out and blackety black it on up for Juneteenth, because you know there were so many different festivals going on. Like I think that was on Sunday, we went to the city of South Fulton had a Juneteenth festival, and it was actually really nice, y'all. Like, it was really, like, I wish more people would have been there. They had, I keep forgetting this man's name. He's a DJ, but he's, like, also a producer and, like, God dog it, y'all. I keep on forgetting that man's name. But anyway, him and he brought some of his friends out, quote unquote, and it was, like, Sammy and the guys that do the swag surf, and you know, Fabo, which was my favorite part. Like, he's always at something Atlanta, and I love just watching him tweet tweak out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love him. And he's such a cool dude. Y'all know I met him at the Cash Color Cannabis podcast a couple of years ago. I don't know why I'm sniffing like this all of a sudden. He was there, did his thing, and the last person that he brought out was Lil Scrappy. Lil Scrappy got out there and did what he does. Like, I've seen him several times at different Atlanta themed events. I'm so mad that I can't think of this man's name, y'all. I can't remember. Then there was a guy, Kilo Ali, who is like an Atlanta legend. I've heard a few of his songs or whatever from back in the day. He was drunk. You know what I'm saying? He was drunk. I ain't mad at him. It is what it is, but he definitely got out there drunk as hell. But it was some people that was the vibe into this stuff. So we went to that. We also went to the Juneteenth celebration on Saturday downtown at Centennial Park. That was a lot of fun. It was packed. Centennial Park was a great place to have it. It wasn't too hard to find parking. Lots of good vibes. Lots of positive things going on. They had several vendors. It was definitely a festival for Black folks. Like, I mean, it was cool. We didn't stay for any of the entertainment that they had because it was, honestly, y'all, it was hot as hell. We was hot, tired. Like, we was probably out there maybe an hour and a half, and I was like, look, it's time to get out this damn sun, for real, for real. But what we went to before that was something that I was so excited about and looking forward to. There was a Black coffee festival. Y'all know how much I love me some coffee. Okay. I was like so looking forward to this event because I'm like, okay, boom. I'm going to, you know, I had an amount of money in my head that I was going to spend. I'm like, I'm going to get, you know, like, you know, hopefully get some different blends of coffee. Like, you know, there's going to be a bunch of coffee vendors there. And then the one brand that does like all of the syrups, Torini, whatever it is, I don't know, y'all know what I'm talking about, that does like the mocha and the peppermint and the caramel and all that stuff. You can get some of the stuff in stores, but sometimes some of the stuff is hard to find. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be able to pick some of that up. I'm like, ooh, they probably have some, you know, different like coffee brewing type of utensils. And I knew that they also were going to have like speakers, like they were going to have some, entrepreneur type speakers. I don't know. I think that a few of them were like coffee related or whatever, when I was looking at the Instagram and website and stuff. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be so nice, right? So we get there. There was a coffee shop that was connected to the event space, and it was actually nice. It was small for what they were doing, but I think that they just underestimated like the turnout, because it was actually a really good turnout. Like, I mean, it was great. Like, and we got there kind of early, so we didn't even see everything, and that was on Saturday, so there's no telling even how Sunday went, you know what I'm saying? Walked in and walking around to all of the vendors, you know, started off walking in with the vendors. They had like the plant zaddy vendor there with all the plants, and you know, we're walking and they got like candle vendor, shea butter, you know, the regular Black folks type of festival, or do I want to call it a festival? Like kind of like it. Let me slow down. we're walking, you know, there's a couple of like clothing vendors, like there's a vendor that sold sangria. I don't know how legal that was. I don't know if it was legal, but whatever. I ain't mad at them because it was good. They gave us like some little like testers or whatever, like to try them or whatever. Y'all know I make some bomb ass sangria, so I wasn't really on it, but it was good. What else did I see? Some people selling books. I saw like a little lemonade stand. What else did I see in there? Maybe like beads, like waist beads. I said candles, shea butters and oils, because that was the main thing. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody does that. A lot of the same types of vendors that we saw at the Juneteenth Festival downtown later on that day. Did you guys hear me say that there were any coffee vendors there? No, you didn't. You didn't hear me say not one coffee vendor. Now, again, there was a coffee shop that was connected to there. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, we go over to the car and it was hot. I really didn't really want no coffee. And y'all know I mainly drink like hot coffee. I don't really do a whole lot of like cold coffee, or I have to just be in a mood for it. Also, it was hot and the caffeine, it just would have been too much. So, because mainly I was looking to purchase coffee stuff that I could take home and try. Okay. They had in the coffee shop, they had their own brand, I guess, of coffee. Honestly, that was it, y'all. That was it. So as I'm walking around this festival, there's two things that are going through my head. Where's the coffee? Like, is this a coffee? Is this an actual coffee festival? Or not? Like, what is it? Is it this, you know, is it this or is it that? Like, what is it? And the second thing that was going through my mind was, we got to do something different, y'all. Like, okay, let me give y'all a example. Being in a sorority, right? Being in two sororities, actually, I am. When I used to sit, like, on, like, you know, like, what you want to call it, like, committees for different types of events we would have, there will always be the same type of event. Like, they want to keep running, like, these banquets back, these, you know, the same exact thing over and over. It's like, we go to these banquets, like, the, you know, the message is cool, and you know, the, you know, special guests, the speakers are probably cool or whatever, but why does it have to be packaged as a banquet? Why do we have to pay, and people have to pay $50, $60 for this food that's going to be terrible? And I don't, you know, I understand the purpose of it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're trying to serve our community, so we need the money to do that. So we need the money to give scholarships. We need the money to put into whatever type of projects it is that we're doing in the community, right? So there's a reason for us fundraising. But why does it have to be the same type of fundraising, right? I say all of that to say, why do we have to keep doing the same things over and over and over? First of all, if this was a coffee festival, I'm going to expect there to be coffee there. I'm going to expect there to be a variety of coffee there. What I'm not going to expect is that you have, let's just say out of 20 vendors, probably 12 are selling the exact same thing. Hear me out. There's room for everybody. There's room for all of us. It is. Like, if you sell candles, if you sell shea butter, you know, body butter, if you sell oils, if you sell any of those things, I'm saying, I'm not knocking none of that shit, because I be the first one in line buying shit all the time. Okay. So I'm not knocking it at all. What I'm saying is, I don't think that it was fair that the majority of people or the majority of the vendors there were selling the same things. And I'm not saying not fair to me as a customer, but I'm saying not fair to them, because then, like, if somebody was coming there to buy candles or whatever, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, people may even be discouraged because they want all, you know, maybe they will buy a candle from each place. I don't know. All I'm saying is, why wasn't there like a, okay, we're going to have four of these type of vendors. We're going to have four of these type of vendors. We're going to have four of these type of vendors. If another vendor, you know, we'll have a waiting list. I just feel like it could have been planned better. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that it was fair to the people that were vendors, that because yeah, everybody has their own twist. Everybody puts their own little whatever into their product. So it's going to be a bit different, but the overall product itself is going to be the same. I just don't think that was fair to them. And I think that we have to start doing things differently. Now, the one that was downtown, they had probably 100 vendors there. A whole lot of them did have the same type of shit, but a whole lot of them didn't. You know, even when it came to like the clothes or like the t-shirts, or, you know, it was all like pretty different. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were a couple of different lemonade stands there. They were spread out. You know what I'm saying? So if you got thirsty on one side of the park and you drank your lemonade over there, then by the time you got to the other side of the park, it's another lemonade stand over there. You could get some different lemonade from over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, I was just a little disappointed. Can y'all tell? I was just a little disappointed by this, because it was just like, it just, I don't even really know how to express my disappointment in it. And again, this is not a knock on what they did, because, you know, the panelists, the speakers, all that stuff, even though we didn't stay for all of it, but I did catch a couple of the clips like on Instagram or whatever. It seemed like that part of it was amazing. Like, the people that they had up there were sharp. They had, you know, they were speaking their messages to the crowd. The crowd was receiving those messages. That part of it, the panelists, all that shit, that part of it was great. But them vendors, you cannot have a coffee festival with no coffee vendors. And then, because this is just who I am, I'm like, I'm gonna at least support the event. One way or another, I'm gonna support. So they had the coffee shop that was attached, which I think they may have been the ones that actually put it on. I don't know. Don't give me the line. But they had a little tent outside, and they were selling their branded stuff. So I don't even remember the name. My memory don't be shit. Y'all know that. But was it Coffee Co., Black Coffee Co., or something like that? I don't know. But they had, you know, a little tent out there with all of their branded stuff. They had sweatshirts, they had t-shirts, they had tote bags, and they had coffee mugs. Y'all know I collect coffee mugs. I'm a coffee mug hoarder, also whore. Okay. If it's a good coffee mug, I'm going to get it. It just is what it is. What I didn't expect was to pay $30 for it. $30 for a coffee mug. $30. I paid it. And then I get the coffee mug, and it ain't even printed on both sides, y'all. I'm just a little disappointed. I was just a little disappointed by this whole ordeal. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie about it. Like, that's really all I really got to say about it. I just think we got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. Am I going to, like, try to go and be a consultant for next year? Absolutely not. I'm really on here just talking shit. If I decide to go next year, I will ask them if there's going to be coffee there first. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's really all I got. If you're going to do something, guys, make sure that you do what you say you're going to do. Really, that's really all I'm trying to say. Like, because I went thinking that I was going to a coffee festival, and it feels like I went to a natural hair festival or something like that. Or like the hair show, the big hair show, or the women's conference, or whatever it is that they do downtown, or that they do over at the Georgia Congress Center or whatever. Like, I feel like that's what it was. It didn't feel like a coffee festival to me. So that's really all I got. Again, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening to me babble and ramble on and on about what I feel like this should have been. And I appreciate y'all believing in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my friend, I almost cried this weekend, y'all, because she said, "Autumn, I just want to let you know I'm proud of you." Do y'all know that when people say things like that, it just really goes a long way? It makes you makes you throw away a lot of the doubts that you may have had about yourself. So if there's somebody in your life that you're proud of and you have not told them that you're proud of them, do that. I mean, she threw some facts in my face that I didn't forget about, but I kind of buried. You know what I'm saying? She was like, "Man, because, you know, at one time you was this, this, and this, and you had to do this." And she was like, "Look at you now. Living a good life down in Georgia. You done bought you a house." You know what I'm saying? "You know, you're looking decent. You're living. Like, I'm so proud of you." She's like, "I'm proud," Apple is what she calls me. "I'm so proud of you, Apple." I'm like, look, I'm over here tearing them now just thinking about, I love you, Emmy Pooh. I don't know if you be listening, but I love you to death. Like, tell your people that you're proud of them, y'all. It really goes a long way. It really does. And also, I like having people at my house and they get like the best rest of the best rest that they've had in a while. I take pride in my little guest room. I go in there, I wash the sheets, make sure PJ hair ain't all over the damn place. And, you know, people be having allergies and all this and the other. Like, I do take pride in making sure, you know, everybody is comfortable when they come here to visit me and stuff. And it's the year of love for me. It's the year of love. I am seeing my people. I don't care what happened. I'm seeing my people. I am traveling. They're coming to me. We're going out. We're doing things, hood rat things with our friends. Kind of like, we kind of old now. And it, you know, I'd be thinking I'd be wanting to be out in the streets, and I'd be tired at a certain time, to be honest. Not even tired to where I want to just go to sleep, but just let me get back to the house where all of my stuff is at and where I'm comfortable at. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, tell somebody you're proud of them today. Tell somebody you're proud of them. For real. I should have said that. I should have went on to say this at the beginning, because y'all probably didn't cut the shit off by now. But whatever. Hey, again, it's your girl Autumn from the Lit Life Podcast, where I encourage you to live your life autonomously. And that's really all I got for today. I am so glad you guys were here. And until you hear me or see me again, peace.